This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, if you missed it, we're going to give you the keyword for our contest, our new contest, Buckets and Bets, coming up in this segment, so stay tuned. But we wanted to get back into the Commanders and what's their next move. So they trade for Deebo Samuel, address wide receiver, give up a fifth-round pick. We just talked to Sam Fortier. They don't have a fourth-round pick or a fifth-round pick this year, right now.
Yeah.
Picks in the first three, which are late picks.
You know they're probably going to move it all around.
And they have some picks in the sixth and seventh. Mm-hmm. So maybe not as many, you know, bites at the apple in the draft as you thought that they would have. It could change, of course. What do you want to see them do next? I mean, I think the answer is pretty obvious. They got to hammer the lines.
Linebacker, if Wagner goes.
If a stud linebacker falls him. You at 29, I'd probably run the card up for, like, if Jihad
Campbell's
available at 29, I think I'm going to pick him. And then I might consider moving back with my second or third round picks to try to grab some of that draft capital that I've lost in the Lattimore and Deebo trades.
But then what are you going to do with it? So your number one priority is
if the linebacker is there, because how long is Bobby Wagner going to be here?
He might not be here this year.
So you'd take a linebacker over an edge rusher?
Especially if he has that kind of in his bag as part of his skill set. If my linebacker can get after the quarterback too, I'm going to try to do a 2-for-1. But I wouldn't out of hand not pick a guy on the defensive line or an edge rusher. Just depends on which is the better value, which guy I have ranked higher on my board.
I tell you what's kind of shocking to me is when you look at the pass blocking grades. I mean, I was kind of surprised by this. Brandon Coleman gave up the third most sacks of any tackle. Mm-hmm. He had 10 sacks.
Mm. He's a rookie.
If you look at still cakes, I mean, out of like 56, and you know what's crazy? Is this right? Andrew Wiley gave up 0 sacks this year. Brandon Coleman gave up 10.
That's impressive if that's the case. Because he was a punching bag last year.
And if you look at it just based on their ranking, on the PFF, take their rankings for whatever they're worth. Okay. Out of 57 guys that played tackle, more than 50% of the snaps, he was ranked 52 out of 57.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not great. I think you got to factor in that he was learning.
All right, he was learning.
He was a little banged up, too.
How much did he learn?
Well, they're counting on him.
Maybe they should count on him to move inside to guard.
Or maybe they're looking for an outside guy. Maybe they're looking for a stud tackle, the kid out of Ohio State, Josh Simmons. Maybe they're looking at him at 29.
Now, I don't know how this can be because he gave up 0 sacks, but it's not like Wiley's ranked that much higher. According to PFF, his ranking out of 57 guys that play 50 or more offensive snaps was 45.
Well, maybe he was getting beaten, and for whatever reason, Jaden evaded pressure when Wiley was giving up pressures versus when Coleman was. 800-636-1067. None of us has said corner. I wouldn't be stunned if they draft corner.
Wouldn't be. Not at all. Not at all. I think they'll go defense. I don't think they'll go offense. I think they'll go defense, whether it's edge, linebacker, corner, safety, whatever. But
I think the only exception might be is if an offensive lineman that he likes
maybe
is there at 29.
That's true.
Or if he trades back to, say, 33 or 35 and gets some extra picks.
Man, we'd love to see their board. I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see it, too. You won't sneak into Commander's Park and try to look at the board.
What if a Tyler Warren that dropped to 29?
He's a tight end. You just spent a second-round pick on Ben Sinnott.
Tyler Warren is a complete stud.
I agree with you. And trust me, Ben Sinnott's rookie season, he was basically invisible.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that part of that is due to the fact that Zach Ertz had a way better and bigger impact than anybody thought.
He was a luxury item.
I know, but still, like,
maybe they're high on Sinnott. Who knows?
He was a luxury item. He was a luxury item. It just so happened Zach Ertz balled out.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't predict Ertz having the kind of year he had.
No.
Probably not.
They drew it up. They probably thought Sinnott would do a lot, probably half of what Ertz did. And Ertz just balled out and had a great connection with Jaden.
He's a great safety blanket for Jaden Daniels.
And a rookie's always going to be on the outside looking in on a situation like that. All right, let's pass some of these calls. Where else would you go now after they've acquired Debo? 800-636-1067. Let's go to Reese, St. Mary's. Reese, what's up, buddy? You're on with the jump.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on? What's up?
I think either, like I said, defensive end, if it's a stud deal, or offensive line, because we gotta get a run game. We had an all right pass blocking game, but we have to get a run game to make everything work. So my first option would be either one of them two, the best on the board, because we don't know what they're gonna do in free agent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But as far as looking down right now, it would be offensive lineman or a DN that can help me right today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
By the way, going back to Sam Fortier's call, I was a little surprised that he doesn't consider Debo like a true number two, but I can kind of see that where
he's like a gadgety guy
and a guy you use out of the backfield too. And look, I don't think you're going to use your first round pick on a wideout, but maybe another wideout is in the mix.
I think they're thinking
or
for sure
a free agent.
For sure. I think what he's saying is you're going to put Debo anyway.
Yeah. He's all over.
But he's talking about the number two guy is opposite Terry almost every time.
He's not the traditional number two, right? He's very versatile. Right. But he can put up number two numbers.
Yep.
All right, now I want to look up run blocking to see where our tackles rank.
800-636-1067. What should Adam Peters and the Commanders, what should they focus on next? I think it's the lines. I think that was the biggest difference between the Eagles and the Commanders. We saw that play out in the NFC Championship game, and then we saw what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl. They just had dominant lines on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Peters goes after an edge in free agency and doesn't focus more on an edge in the draft. It's a possibility.
Although it's supposed to be a good edge.
Oh, yeah. The studs.
Draft.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he subscribes to Howie Roseman's philosophy. You saw him at the Combine when somebody asked him about loading up offensive and defensive lines. He said you can never have enough of those guys.
Correct.
You just keep drafting them. You keep drafting them and stockpiling and adding and layering the talent. So I'm sure you're going to see offensive and defensive linemen as a big focus of this draft.
Out of 46 linemen in run blocking grades, according to PFF, 46 tackles that played 50% of run block snaps, Andrew Wiley was dead last.
Yep, got to upgrade that.
And
got to get better.
To be honest with you, Brandon Coleman was only marginally better at 34th. Mm. So they're gonna acquire some tackles.
I would agree.
To push those guys.
Yep.
They have to.
Question is, they do it in the free agent market or do they do it in the draft?
That's not good enough. You got a golden armed quarterback there with all the intangibles.
Right.
You got to protect them better. Well,
I saw Peters talk about Coleman, and it's not a shock because he drafted him.
Yeah,
but he believes that Coleman's going to be better.
How about it? Maybe he'll be better at guard.
Maybe. Look,
I said, I think they got to upgrade both lines. You know, they weren't good stopping the run when they needed to stop the run, and they weren't very good running the football. Of course, we'd all like them to upgrade at running back, but you need to hook the line.
I don't think you do that with number 29.
No.
I think that's more of like a third, and if you pick up another fourth round pick, somewhere in that range.
Although you were lobbying to maybe trade up for Shanty if he was around.
Ashton Shanty? Like, I do like him.
If he was around at like 20 or whatever.
Now, I like him, but seeing some of those other running backs, the numbers they were putting up at the combine, makes me less inclined to part with draft capital.
Oh, you're a combine slut. The combine numbers.
I like the underwear Olympics. I get swayed when running backs who weigh 210 go out and run like 4.36s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of swayed by that.
All right, let's go to.
I can be won over.
Andre in Alexandria. Where else would you look now that they've acquired? What should be a priority for them now that they've acquired Deebo Samuel?
By the way, Andre, giving you the keyword for our contest coming up in 3 minutes, our buckets and bets keyword.
Oh, they cut me off.
Go ahead. You're on, stupid.
You're on, my friend.
Okay, good. I want you guys to sit down and think outside the box. Have we ever had any NBA players that went to the NFL like Gase in San Diego, that tight end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have we?
Yes, we remember Antonio Gates. Yes,
sure.
We remember
that guy.
Cool.
He's only a Hall of Famer.
Right. We also had the guy that played basketball in Miami. That played with the Saints and the Seahawks later in his career. Come on. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I forgot about him. Good point.
Jimmy Graham.
Well, we got
Graham.
Two. We got exactly. Good point. I remembered it now. We got two. One offensive line tackle and one defensive tackle, both over 300 pounds. One is 6'9", one is 6'6", 6'7". Very aggressive, not soft. And they're considering an NFL career. I saw Shannon Sharpe do the interview asking DJ Burns. He said, he will consider football, after this season, if things don't go well.
I'm going to stop you right there.
You don't need an experiment.
We're not into experimenting with especially high picks.
I already did that with that Sammy guy, Sammy Reyes.
Yeah, let's.
Didn't work out.
How about let's draft somebody who played football in college?
Remember, Jai Lewis, the big kid from Mason? He turned in his helmet like cakes like 3 days after practice.
He wasn't cut out for it.
He wasn't cut out
for it. Just wasn't his thing.
He wasn't cut out for radio either.
No, he was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Gary, Upper Marlboro. Gary. Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Junks. How are you?
Hey, we're good. What's up?
I think it should be the offensive line. Mm-hmm. I feel even more about that since, you gave those statistics on the run game.
Isn't that shocking?
I didn't even know it was that bad.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's going to be the offensive line, but I think that what the evaluation needs to be is, what's the easiest way for us to address this? Do we think we can get a guy at 29 to address that, or is it easier for us to go and pay a little bit more for a guy in free agency? I personally would like to see it in free agency because I think Adam has shown that he can definitely find good players in free agency. I think the jury's still out on the draft part of it. But he pretty much nailed it in free agency. So I'm very confident that if he sees a guy out there on the offensive line that he thinks can help an upgrade, I think that that's where you need to go.
I think we're with you. I don't think anybody's going to say, nope, they're set at offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line. Don't
impossible.
Need to tweak it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but their rankings are kind of shocking. I didn't realize. I guess we just gave Coleman the benefit of the doubt because he was a rookie and he was playing. He didn't necessarily play great.
Hey, let me give people the buckets and bets keyword. Of course, you can win a trip to Florida. Ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword assist at thefandc.com for your chance to win.
All right, let's go to, let me see here, Oswald. What a name. Oswald, Virginia Beach. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
What's up?
Listen,
good.
I think we should just trade back about 10 spots or so, see if we can pick up a late third or maybe early fourth in the process, and draft Landon Jackson out of Arkansas. The guy's a beast. He's been compared to Max Crosby. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Put that name, star that name, remember that name.
I mean, he had the best vertical amongst all defensive ends at 40 and a half inches.
I love
that. He's a freak. And he ran a 4.68.
Well, what's his draft projection? Is he going to slide all the way to 29?
I think he's a second rounder.
What he's saying, trade back. Yeah. I do believe they will trade back.
He's a big dude, though. He's,
and acquire more picks.
Isn't he 6'7"?
He's the guy with no eyebrows?
Correct.
Yeah, 6'7".
I'll be stunned if they don't trade back at some point and get more picks. I just think that's almost like a guarantee. Let's go to Steve in Laurel. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Jumps.
Hey, Steve.
Guys.
Hey.
What's up?
JP nailed it, I think. Offensive, defensive line, I'd go like 3 or 4 picks in with just that. I do like the kid, the edge rusher from Boston College. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but he might fit in where we pick. But that's what I would do. Like, we got to get big guys. We need to load up big time.
Right. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, he's talking about Donovan Ezeraku, I believe.
All right.
He had a pretty good pretty good combine.
Combine too.
Yeah.
But he's
a smaller guy.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of 5-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I assume that he's going to be drafted as an edge, but he's got like linebacker size.
As long as the combine numbers match with what they did on the field, then it feels like it's very reasonable, makes sense. Once they don't match and the production doesn't match, that's when it gets a little dicey.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got me fired up about that Maryland kid, the kid from Stonebridge. I didn't know.
Because he produced.
He produced.
Yep.
He had like 90-some catches.
Oh, he's good.
And he had bomb really numbers at the combine, too.
He just looked really good when he was going through those drills.
Uh-huh. I don't know, man.
Coming up,
my eyes on him now, Kicks.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk a little college hoops. Randolph Childress Now an analyst for the ACC Network will join us as we get geared up for March Madness. That's here on The Junkies, coming up at 9.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.